Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Italy is strongly committed to the protection and promotion of the rights of religious, ethnic, and linguistic minorities, and we consider very appropriate to choose to develop during this forum the issue of minority youth. Young people belonging to minorities need a targeted and strengthened protection from states, as they have a fundamental role to play in the preservation of their communities and for the maintenance of the cohesion and stability of the entire society. They are particularly vulnerable as they may suffer multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination and may face the risk of radicalization. At the Taormina G7 summit last May, Italy encouraged partners to pay more attention to the responsiveness of the most vulnerable groups to the call of extremists. It is also important for states to strengthen the involvement of youth minority in the society in which they live, encouraging and stimulating active participation in the decision-making process, as well as initiatives related to the peace building and conflict prevention. Youth must be a privileged counterpart of our political and cultural action to promote intercultural and interreligious dialogue. In this respect, last July, our Ministry of Foreign Affairs organized a conference on the protection of religious communities and the opportunity to invest in young people as the major players of a new season of dialogue and peaceful coexistence among peoples. Finally, Italy has been the first state to financially contribute to the Office of the Secretary General's Envoy on Youth, Yayatma Vikramanayake. The Special Envoy plays a key role in the promotion of youth participation in the UN work and activities, engaging young people in the present and future challenges that we face. I have a question for panelists. In their view, how could minority youth involvement be supported by United Nations and its mechanism? I thank you.